On April 22nd, a 39-year-old man checked into a clinic in Likati Health District in Bauele Province in the DRC with a high fever, nausea, and bloody diarrhea. He died on the way to the general hospital. His two closest contacts, a caretaker and the motorcycle rider who transported him, have since passed away. Nearly a month later, on May 9th, WHO noticed a cluster of unexplained illnesses and death, all with bleeding symptoms in the same area. WHO, the Congolese government, and the medical aid organization Alima immediately deployed a team to the field, and lab tests confirmed it was Ebola. On May 11th, the DRC Ministry of Health officially declared an outbreak of the virus. Dr. Peter Salama, the WHO Executive Director for Health and Emergency Programs, explains why.
It's important to note that Likati Health Zone is one of the most remote parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo. It is a full 1,400 kilometres from Kinshasa and 350 kilometres from the nearest major town, Kisangani. There are only 20 kilometres of paved roads in this area and virtually no functional telecommunications. It's also an area that has been subject to insecurity and displacement. The Lord's Resistance Army is believed to be active in the area, and there are displaced populations from the ongoing conflict in the Central African Republic.
With the help of the UN, the first search teams led by the DRC's Ministry of Health flew into Likati on May 17. Their immediate priority is to follow the 400-plus contacts of the suspected Ebola cases. The focus is on surveillance, getting the best information on the suspected cases, diagnosing people who've come in contact with an infected person, isolating those who are infected to prevent the spread of the disease, and more importantly, engaging with the community, Dr. Salama said. Meanwhile, the first Ebola treatment center has been established in the Likati General Hospital. Protective gear has been dispatched to health workers, and a mobile lab is being constructed and then deployed to the area. Immediate repairs to airstrips and telecommunications are also being carried out. The first 6 months of the operation will cost $10 million. WHO has determined overall that the risk assessment for this event is high at the national level, medium at the regional level, and low at the global level. An experimental vaccine for Ebola is being tested in Guinea, where the first outbreak of Ebola in West Africa was reported. The trials there have been promising, and the vaccine has proven to be efficient and safe so far, Dr. Salama said during Thursday's briefing in Geneva to reporters. WHO's regional director for Africa, Dr. Machidiso Moeti, said she's encouraged by the rapid response to quell the outbreak of the virus. As for the vaccine, she had this to say.
The government, we have not received, as Peter said, an official request from the government for this vaccine, but they've been made available, they've been made aware that this possibility exists, both to benefit from this new tool and also to add their own support in the testing of this vaccine. This is still an experimental vaccine, as you all know. They're in the process of considering this. The minister is aware. He has asked the national regulatory authority leadership to look at the protocol. And we are quite optimistic that in the quick way that they have responded to the need to take action on this vaccine, they will work with us to consider this and make their decision about this vaccine.
WHO said it would take at least a week to get the vaccine there, given all the conditions are met and all the partners are on board. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.